Hello, we're doing cards for August 15th and 16th, 2022. And they are the Ace of Swords reversed, the Two of Swords reversed, and the Four of Wands reversed. Unresolved. I'll look forward to getting through this one. The comfort zone in these cards, should the truth be told, today may not be so comfortable. The painful truth suit of swords dominate the cards today. Gemini, Libra, Aquarius. A truth needs to be told, and at least both of us know it, as twos in the tarot talk about partnerships, alliances, couples, and relating. It's a verbal suit, but also a suit of action, and it's time to take action. No more of the sitting on the fence of the Two of Swords. This is the card of turning a blind eye, and clearly, this approach isn't working. We knew that the traditional character we usually see on the olden time card, blindfolded and sitting on a hard, cold stone bench, heavy swords crossed at her chest protectively, couldn't possibly stay in that state of willful ignorance and denial forever. This has divorce all over it, so there's that. The Ace of Swords in the reverse always reminds me of an old Italian movie, I think it was, where divorce was simply throwing a knife point down into the wooden floor between the unhappy couple. There is a destabilizing truth in these cards, but the blindfolded denier in the center today is in the reverse, which can cause the blindfold to fall away, or, as it is often said, rip the band-aid off. There is a lot of negative energy here, a feeling of living a lie. In the upcoming or future position is what would, in the upright, be a very happy card, the Four of Wands or Fire, Aries, Sagittarius, Leo. Celebrations, friends, family, gatherings, all that is warm and good around community and home. Four is a solid foundation. And it's strange that it would be in the reverse in the future position, but ripping off the band-aid hurts everybody. In the reverse, you may not be as happy where you are or who you're with, or even with what you do, but the Four of Wands in the upright are four cornerstones, stability and protection, and become stifling in the reverse. Four wheels driving the same road day after day create ruts. When considering the suit of air, swords or knives, consider these amusing proverbs I found in a list of proverbs. Honey in his mouth, knives in his heart. Chinese proverb. All are not good cooks who carry long knives. Danish proverb. But this comes in Russian and German, I think, too. But it's very interesting when you think about the suit as being verbal. So all are not good cooks who carry long knives. Marriage is sealed with rings and with drawn knives. There's a sunny little note for it. Fools and knives require good handling, Japanese proverb. He who licks knives will soon cut his tongue. Ukrainian proverb. And my favorite, a Latvian proverb, even the devil himself does not know where women sharpen their knives. This can also be about how we communicate and relate with friends, family, or coworkers. Or you may want to take all the knives out of the house today.